But right now, let us begin with this.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
We pulled these directly from the very popular Am I the A-hole thread on Reddit. We pick the best ones and present it to you and debate the issue. These are written from the point of view of, the writer and not us. Okay, I found two good ones.
Okay.
So it'll be Alexis and Holly's choice. And we may even get to both of them if there's not much debate. So, but let's choose one to begin. Here are the titles you two choose. Am I the asshat for not taking down a video from my wedding that was a gift from my best man? And just know that the video is a little controversial. That's the hook, okay?
Okay.
Or am I the asshat for not letting my son be affectionate with his boyfriend on a family fishing trip?
Ding, ding, ding. I don't know, Holly, how do you feel?
Yeah, let's go with door number two.
Yep.
Door number two?
Yep.
Okay, door number one, if we don't get to it today, is good too. Here we go. My youngest boy, Hunter, a 14-year-old male, recently came out a few weeks ago and apparently has had a boyfriend, Derek, for a good minute. Derek is also 14. We fully support and love him for it. Around this time of year, we go on a family fishing trip and visit my parents one town over. Hunter wanted to bring Derek, and his brothers have brought girlfriends before, so being supportive, we said yes. We also happen to live in rural Missouri, and I know since coming out, Hunter's had a bit of a rough of a go of it because of Missouri. Even though he's a wrestler, my parents' town is even worse. We usually do fishing in the morning and the boys go off on their own into town and do whatever they want and hang out. Yesterday, Hunter and Derek were already getting some weird looks from local boys for just holding hands while we were at the fishing spot, not wanting anything to happen before they went off on their own or with his brothers. I pulled Hunter and Derek to the side and told them it'd probably be a good idea if they were less affectionate while in town and to tone it down. Those are the words I used. Hunter got this sad look on his face, and before I got another word in, he just says okay and drags Derek off. As far as I'm aware, nothing happened while they were off by themselves, except Hunter would barely talk to me when they got back later in the day. He just kept looking down anytime we were having a conversation. It was still going on like that this morning, and I just had enough and pulled him aside alone and asked if someone said something or did anything. He said everything was fine, nothing he couldn't handle, and so I asked why he was acting the way that he was. He gets mad and just yells because I don't actually support him, and he says that I'm ashamed of him. I told him of course I did, and I go for a hug, but he won't let me. He yelled at me through tears that I basically told him not to be himself yesterday. I tried to explain that it was for his and Derek's safety, not because I was ashamed, but he tells me I'm lying and won't hear anything I'm saying. We haven't talked anymore since the blowout. My wife thinks I should have just kept the boys close and kept an eye out instead of saying what I did. Am I the asshat? 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071.
Ooh. I'm going to say he's not the asshat.
The father's not?
The father's not. I'm going to take even being gay out of this. Sometimes, you know, with PDA, it's just too much. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the how much they, other than holding hands, if he's talking about even more, if they were just demonstrating that other times. But then, yeah, then you add that in as well. And you know, you're not really worried about them. You're worried about other people and what could happen to them. And maybe that is leading with fear, but I think I would say that to my sons, my daughters, anyone in a relationship. You have to think of the intention, you know? But mm-hmm. I guess if the son's thinking, you don't support me, oh, that's a hard one. But I think ultimately with his intentions, he's not the asshat. What about you guys? Yeah.
651-641-1071 before we go to the phone lines. Holly, what do you think?
Yeah. I don't think he's the asshat. However, communicating challenging things like that in a way where it's not received or leading with fear or leading with some, because obviously the kid perceived it as like a shameful thing. And how do you have those conversations where you're supportive and then, however, yeah, taking into account like, okay, you're 14 years old and how are you going to be in public? It's challenging. It really is challenging. Like, that is a really challenging parental conversation to have, where it's like, yeah, I suppose maybe the dad didn't really want to get into some conversations. And how do you handle that as a parent? I'm not a parent, and I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Jace, I mean, you probably...
Lived it.
Yeah. Been there, done that. Right. You're probably, yeah. What do you think?
I think it's... I'm coming to this very bluntly from a generation, a specific generational viewpoint and a geographical viewpoint. I'm from Indiana, and I was the only assumed gay guy in most of my school situations.
Yeah.
This father's right. No one wants to hear this. It's not the PC thing to say. But there are just some areas of the world where you are not safe, and that you're more prone to be judged, and you are more prone to be possibly put into a dangerous situation. I mean, there is, especially nowadays, there is an uptick. I don't mean to get serious, but this is what the father was thinking of.
Yeah.
You know, there is an uptick in anti-gay rhetoric and behavior and violence. There just is. It's not, there just is. And if I'm the father and I'm in a part of the country, if I'm in the part of my own state that is rural and doesn't, and they're not exposed to a lot of gay people, you don't know what can happen. And you mix, I'm getting real myopic. I'm getting real specific. You mix, they're on the river, and you mix alcohol, if they're all people are pontooning and boating, and that is a possibly violent mix. Name calling can lead. No, that father's right. But here's where this is where I'll say both of you are absolutely right. There should have been front end conversation. There should have been front end communication that was not that did not happen. And that is, I would lead as the father with how proud I am and be very crystal Carrington clear. I am proud of you. I don't give a rat's rear about these people and their opinion of you, but I want you to be safe. They are not as inclusive possibly as our family is. So therefore, I don't care what you do anywhere else, but right now you need to protect yourself. This isn't a time to make a stance. There are other times for that. But right now might not be it. So.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone line, 651-641-1071. Let's go to Ashley on line one. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show. How do you feel about this?
Hi. I completely agree with you guys. I think that maybe the dad could have clearly had better communication with his son about the why and the dangers. I mean, you know, small towns, if you are gay or if you are black, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
So I think that, or a person of color in general, right? So I think that the dad probably could have communicated the why better, just like let him know, like, there's nothing wrong with you, and I completely accept you. However, there are people who are really dangerous, and I want to make sure that you and your boyfriend are safe.
Absolutely.
So I don't think that the dad is the asshat at all. I just think that maybe there just could have been better communication.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley. Kids are bad. You know what? Yeah. It's not even about, it's, I mean, it is sometimes the city and their lack of exposure.
Yeah.
It's not a judgment on any part of the world. Again,
I know better.
Thank you. You can't throw that stone at me. I'm from a small town. I had great people in my town. Yeah. My own damn family didn't understand me. I'm not saying every situation would be elevated to that, but there's just a lack of exposure in certain parts of the country. Hell, I don't feel safe. We live in a big, we live in a metro. I don't feel safe having, I'm being very honest. I don't feel safe having PDA with Colin in walking around the city sometime. I just don't.
Yeah.
And also I'm, I'm of the age where I don't like PDA anyway. I get very uncomfortable.
Right.
I do. And I even differ from my own husband. We have a age gap and he feels very differently about PDA than I do. And I am wired differently like that. You just didn't do that out of damn fear. Mm.
Well, yeah, my brother, he lives in L.A. and there are definitely areas of L.A. and he's gay. And he says, you know, I just don't feel like being a target for a hate crime today.
Thank you.
So we're just, you know, it's all good.
There are days you just can't be a warrior.
Yeah.
You just can't.
It's just it's not worth it.
No, you just can't. You can't be a warrior every day. You got to put your shield down and protect yourself, mm-hmm. you know, and there are other days to make a statement. Maybe at the fishing hole. That's not the time to do it. Right. We do.
That was a good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought it was, yeah. Am I the Asshat? Monday and Wednesdays, the top of our third hour right here. And Jason and Alexis in the morning. When we come back, Holly takes the reins of this out-of-control car and gives us the dirt.
Ooh, everything. Critters, mice, ants, spiders, squirrels, bats, crawling things, flying things, slithering things. Woo, I almost ran out of breath there. But guess what? Plunkett's Pest Control can handle all of those pests plus. If you're not sure what you're looking at, have a Plunkett's career professional technician help. They'll come assess the situation, use their knowledge of the pet's behavior and, you know, conditions, and come up with an effective solution. Now, they can do that on a one-time basis. If you're like, oh, wow, I've got this huge wasp nest. They just need to come and take care of business. Or maybe you need an ongoing service like me. You can get on their annual plan. It's very nice. I call Patrick all the time about just things that are popping up. They're trying to get in. What is happening? If you're in that boat, don't worry. They've got you there. And that's what's so wonderful about working with Plunkett's Pest Control. They also have Varmint Guard Wildlife Services for bigger animals as well. Keeping pests in their place, not yours. Contact Plunkett's Pest Control today at Plunkett's.net.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We had the Dirt Alert. And Holly, I don't know if you have this, but I'm just going to throw out some breaking news here.
Go ahead.
Girl, within the last 15 minutes, Disney and Marvel have dropped the full trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine.
They sure have.
Oh, my God.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, box office woes of Mickey Mouse. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Really?
This looks hysterical. I'm sorry, Holly, if you had, I apologize, but I just watched it, and Lex, they are so good together, but we can't play a darn thing from it because it's cussing every other minute. But anyway.
Yeah. So Deadpool and Wolverine are fighting to the... to Madonna's Like a Prayer. So that's all I can really tell her about that. And there's crotch strikes.
Yeah.
There's fighting. And there are lots of words that we can't say because the FCC doesn't like them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This will be a Top Gun Maverick, meaning not maybe as big. This will bring people into theaters.
Yes.
This is the type of thing that will get people into theaters.
For sure. Yep.
Yeah, now keeping in mind the first trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, that debuted during the Super Bowl, broke the record for the most viewed movie trailer within 24 hours with 365 million total views. Now, I will say that number does include the commercial watching during the Super Bowl. So, but whatever it is, however they're doing the Hollywood math on that, a lot of people watched it and a lot of people are interested in this. And Deadpool and Wolverine is in theaters on July 26th.
Oof. Oh, Bob Iger is breathing a sigh of relief this morning. Yeah.
Now, this is the third Deadpool movie. This is the first really fully Disney Deadpool movie, because that was over at Fox. And then, well, Disney bought Fox. And so now we've got a little bit of X-Men in here, a little bit of Deadpool. And we haven't had a Deadpool movie in nearly 6 years.
No.
Yeah.
And from what I can gather, this is like a Wolverine from another. This is like a, you know, the multiverse. This is another Wolverine.
Oh, he's wearing his yellow suit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't been as successful as the other Wolverine. So, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, it looks, Ryan Reynolds is so good. Hugh Jackman. Come on.
Oh, yeah. It's gold.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Again, that comes out on July 26th. Mark your calendars, Deadpool and Wolverine. And also, we have to look forward to the AMC commemorative popcorn bucket, which, word on the street, according to the director of Deadpool and Wolverine, is incredibly clever and funny and possibly lewd.
Completely lewd, as it should be.
Yeah. Celebrity engagement news. Is Melinda Gates engaged? Well, she's sparking engagement rumors, walking out and about, wearing a big old diamond ring on that finger. And I mean the left ring finger.
Oh.
Now she's been romantically linked to a former Fox reporter named John Dupre since November of 2022. Now, they're not commenting, but she's doing that thing where she's walking on the helipad and people are just looking at that finger, and she is definitely showing it off.
Well, again, anybody walking on a helipad, I mean, that's hella, dramatic.
Yeah.
Hella dramatic. Yeah, on the helipad.
I know. I mean, what are we supposed to be doing here? Yeah.
The Lex, have you ever walked on a helipad?
No, but I'd love to.
Well, we do have a helipad here at HQ.
We do.
I don't think they would let us up on the helipad, though. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, I think Don and Steve have tried.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder how that went.
Probably not well.
Yeah.
Even for them, yes.
Even for them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Blair Witch Project. Now, news broke last week that Lionsgate and Blumhouse have announced their plans to revive the franchise with a new movie that would reintroduce the Blair Witch universe to a new generation of filmgoers. Now, the original stars of the 1999 film, Heather Donahue, Josh Leonard, and Michael Williams, they are like, that's great, but we issued an open letter because we need more compensation for our work, and we also want to be meaningful consults on any future Blair Witch projects that uses their name and their likeness.
Huh?
That's their demands.
Huh? All about fair compensation, but I guess I need to know a little more about what the contracts look like, and I don't know.
So apparently, they each made $300,000 from a buyout for their ownership points in the movie.
Okay.
Now, that movie went on to gross $248 million worldwide. Then in 2002, they sued Artisan Entertainment for using their names and likeness in the sequel made by the studio called Book of Shadows Blair Witch 2. So I think they're coming at it like, look, we've been screwed over before. We don't want that to happen again.
Mm.
It's complicated, though. If they've already, what I mean? If they've already signed the rights over.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Also an interesting thing to reboot, because the whole phenomenon of the Blair Witch Project was so popular in 1999 because people couldn't discern whether or not this was real or not.
It was a product.
We're kind of there again, aren't we?
That's true.
With AI and stuff. Yeah.
No, that's great.
Oh, it's terrifying, isn't it?
Holly's last point is the best. You can't put lightning. That lightning will not be in a bottle again. It just won't. Nope. Create something new. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class and my opinion of Bluey next. Yes.
Hi there, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And are you ready to embrace your intelligence, to be smart, to do something smart? Well, you can make and start a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union It's so easy and it's so smart. Look, I just made my appointment online and I decided, look, I want to do something in person. I stopped by my local branch in St. Paul for a personal consultation. Now I'm managing my money the smart way with Royals Smart Checking. Here's why it's smart. No minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, now I have access to my money through a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. Now, if you're ready to manage your money the smart way, here's what you do. Go to rcu.org, open your account online, or make it an appointment to go to one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's rcu.org, or you can go on over to mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal, for more information.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Who's on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, Lex?
Yeah, it was announced last night during American Idol, and we've got the inductees. We've got Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner. You don't like him?
No, I just like Taylor Swift's new album. I think this all kind of sounds the same, but yeah.
Yeah, it does. I agree with that, yes. Yeah. Peter Frampton, Ozzy Osbourne as a single artist.
Okay.
A Tribe Called Quest, Kool & the Gang, Jimmy Buffett, Dianne Warwick, MC5.
The MC5, yes!
Yeah!
Kick out the jam! I can't say the rest. Well deserved.
Norman Whitfield. Let's see, who am I? Alexis Corner. John Mayall.
Yeah, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers.
And the Blues Breakers, right.
Yeah. He's still alive.
Wow.
Dang.
Well, the induction ceremony was October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. It will stream on Disney Plus, looks like Hulu and ABC, as well as a special broadcast. So lots of celebrating to do. Now, some that were nominated and did not make it for the final cut this time around: Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Sade, Mariah Carey. All did not make it this year, but you know what? They'll probably be nominated again.
Yeah, you know
as
what?
As they do.
Yeah, Mimi, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, you'll make it eventually.
Yeah, I mean, it took Cher. Cher's had a number one hit in 7 decades.
Yeah.
So, and many, it took Cher this long. So, girl, you can wait.
right.
You can wait. I love you, but you can wait.
Yeah, and lots of folks who...
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
It's like that with the Hall of Fame.
She will get in there eventually.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that Cher finally did get in.
Finally.
Because again, 7 decades. It used to be 6. Mm-hmm. And then with the Christmas, that Christmas track recently, now it's 7 different decades that she has had a number one hit. Come on.
This time. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still going.
Mm-hmm.
She's again at the end of the world.
Wow.
There will be cockroaches and Cher. That's it.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's the only thing that'll be left. Yeah. I did it's more than a TV taste test. It's a pop culture taste test, but we'll still run
it. What is this? A taste test?
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Give me a taste.
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Hi, my name is Jason.
Yes.
And I am a 49-year-old man who is now obsessed with Bluey.
Oh, you're obsessed. You get it. You're in.
I completely get it. And I am in. I watched 5 episodes. Colin slept in a little bit yesterday, so I had a couple moments to myself. So I started watching Bluey from the beginning, and I got it, and I was hooked right after episode 2, which is called Hospital, where Bluey and Bingo are playing hospital with their dad. And Bluey is so funny in the writing. It's like my sense of humor and the voice work, everything, the animation. I laughed out loud. I laughed out loud at a cartoon meant for toddlers. And I thought, okay, there is something there. I get it. there's a part in this episode where Bluey is acting like he's sticking a needle in his dad. And the dad's like, you haven't even diagnosed me yet. And Bluey goes, I'm very busy. And I laughed out loud. He goes, I'm giving you the needle now because I'm very busy. And I thought it was just the writing is probably the writing on Bluey. This is what I wrote down on my iPhone. The writing in 8 minute episodes of Bluey are better than most sitcoms on network TV right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Covers a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. I just wanted to keep going. If Colin had not, and then Colin walked in the living room, probably an odd sight to first wake up and see his 49-year-old husband sitting with our French bulldog watching Bluey. Probably an unusual sight for the first thing, you know, on the Lord's Day. But then he sat down and I rewound the scene in the hospital episode and he chuckled. And again, Colin doesn't laugh a lot. And he laughed.
Oh, that's awesome. See, I'm glad. So you're going to watch all the way through or you're going to skip to the end and see?
Yeah. You're lucky I'm here today. I didn't even want to go to the Twins game yesterday. I wanted to keep watching Bluey.
Because there's a surprise episode that dropped over the weekend.
Really?
Yes. An all new episode dropped yesterday on Disney Plus.
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
Really?
Yes. And it's called Surprise. Ha ha. But I don't know. Apparently, it's just a continuation of the story. So go check out Disney Plus for this new surprise Bluey episode called Surprise.
Here's a little bit. If you're like me, my talkers, I get it. You were me 72 hours ago. You've heard of Bluey. You didn't get it. You're probably my age. Maybe you're Alexis or Holly's age. This is just a little bit of the unbelievably charming voices. I'll just play just a little bit of it. If you don't do that, go to a hospital and get a cardiogram or an MR because something's wrong with you. If you don't think this is at all cute, here's just a little bit. The dad is laying down and little Bingo, that's the sister, is acting like the nurse, and then Bluey is the Bluey is the doctor.
Great.
This will make the legs go up. Oops, wrong button. Sorry, dear. Now, don't worry. We're going to make you feel all better.
Oh, good. I'm actually a bit nervous at hospitals.
There's no need to be nervous.
Hello! I'm the doctor.
Hello, doctor. My name is...
Ding.
Ouch!
Oh, brave boy.
What was that?
A needle. Now, what seems to be the matter?
Why did you give me a needle before asking me what's the matter?
Because I'm very busy.
I just think it's so damn cute.
It's darling. It is.
In this horribly sucky world right now, this is just 8 minutes of joy. Well, 8 minutes. It's a little mini candy bar. It's a little mini. It's one of those little things that Colleen Lindstrom refuses to give away on trick or treat night. You know, I mean, just
a little fun size.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun size nugget.
Oh,
yeah. But
yeah, I didn't have quite the same effect watching it. I think it's darling and cute, and I see what other people see. I guess I'm just used to, maybe because my kid isn't really into it either. So when we've watched it, it you know, it's a slower pace. You know, we're used to like Spider-Man. I think that there's, you know, something to be said about that, but I can see how it's resonating with a lot of adults.
Oh, I want a Bluey when I go back to Disney, I don't even know if they sell adult Bluey t-shirts. I want a Bluey t-shirt.
I would think they would. That would be smart.
Yeah. I want a Bluey t-shirt. Maybe it is that, you know, Lex, maybe that is why I like it. Maybe it is kind of just the slow. And maybe the slowness doesn't bother me because I know it's only 8 minutes.
Oh,
you know?
Right. No, I think that has a lot to do with it. Also, I didn't watch in a row. I kind of jumped around. So maybe, you know, there's like threads. Well, you know, just getting to know the family little by little. And it's just a slow build, maybe, for me, at least. It didn't hit me right away. Like, oh.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like you, it sounds like. So.
Oh, it hit me. Yeah, right away. So I get it, everybody. I'm in Club Bluey, Adult Bluey Club, I guess it is. Roseanne just emailed us. I'm in it. I'll go to your meetings, whatever. I'll go to your adult Bluey meetings. Let me know where it is. I'll bring a chicken. We're going to take a break. When we come back, one fabulous shoe deal to end the...
Oh, functionality should never compromise beautiful design. And at Rebath, they get it. Their one-stop bathroom remodeling shop gives you the design you want at the budget you need in 5 days or less. And they cover the entire process from design to done. And they do a wonderful job. You can start that design process by stopping into their showroom. It's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. You meet a designer, check out that beautifully newly remodeled space, and see the hundreds of options available. They even have a replica of the choices that Angel and I made in our bathroom more than 3 years ago, which we went with Durabath, which is their exclusive brand. Easy to clean, easy on the eyes, very nice. Or you can go to rebath.com and sign up to have a designer come to you where they'll bring the showroom to you, look at your space, come up with the beautiful custom design. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Just head to rebath.com and sign up to have that designer come to you.
I hate that skit.
Yeah, I always look over like, oh no.
I know.
Skip the system, go down. Dump it.
Yeah. Welcome back. Hey, coming up tomorrow, we're going to do another show. That's tomorrow.
That's the plan. What a tease, Jace.
Thank you.
Are we going to find love? Second chance?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's coming up tomorrow. We're going to do another show.
We're doing another show.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully this whole week we're going to do a show.
Hopefully. I mean, stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's tomorrow right here. Another show. I'm really good at teasing. I'll never forget that. You know, as we count down to Lori and Julia's long goodbye. Lex, you've heard me tell the story because you weren't in the car. You and I, we had hugged goodbye and then I got in the car with my fraudulent boyfriend. But after our very first show in December of 2008, Lex goes home. I get in the car with my fraudulent boyfriend and we drive up north. Yes. So I'm listening to Lori and Julia. And Lori and Julia had just listened to our very first show. And I'm not kidding. And I remembered who it was. It was Lori. I used to not remember who it was, but then Lori filled in the blanks for me.
Oh, okay.
So they're reviewing, they start talking about us.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you know, did you hear? Today's the first day of Jason and Alexis. And yeah, it's fun, you know. He used to do movie reviews. She was on Kevin Berger. And then Lori, that's Julia. And then Lori pipes in. She goes, yeah, it's professional. Like,
oh, yeah, that's right.
It's professional. Like
they tease and stuff.
They did teases and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Literally an exact quote from Lori. And I'm on, I know where I was. I was just past Maple Grove. And I laughed out loud to my fraudulent boyfriend. I loved Lori at that moment. Yeah. They did teases and everything. They did teases and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they do them now too.
Yeah, I was gonna say that since I have known them, Lori and Julia have done teases on their program.
Holly, you were on the phone, you missed. Lex was very proud of me. I did a hell of a tease for tomorrow's show. Would you like me to do it again for you?
Please.
Hey, coming up tomorrow, we're gonna do another show.
Nailed it.
Go. Right there.
Nailed it.
It's the plan. Right yep.
That's the plan. Hey, what's the shoe deal, Lex? I want to know about the shoe deal.
Oh, Caitlin Clark. Oh, we love her.
So good.
Of course, the number one draft pick in the WNBA, going to play for Indiana Fever. And she got an epic shoe deal with Nike.
Oh.
Now, February, her team, this during the NBA All-Star weekend, her reps went around and met with a lot of brands like Adidas, Under Armour, Puma, and Nike just came out ahead. And they said at the time they were looking for $3 million per year as just a starting off point. And this is an epic deal. Nike, not only is she going to get her own shoe, special shoe, but it's an 8-year deal.
Oh,
worth 28 million dollars.
That's the way.
No, that's how you do it.
Bab, yeah. He's changing the game.
That's how you do
it. Bringing people to the yard.
Yeah.
And then their salaries will go up as well. But this is a way to do it is with the endorsements, which is wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's happening. So very nice.
Hey,
go Caitlin, go.
If they can't pay her on the front end, you get yours. You get it on the sideways. You get it in the back way. You get it however you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Change the game for everyone.
Yeah. And it's smart for Nike, too, because Nike has been facing a lot of competition from a lot of other sportswear, footwear brands.
Yeah.
And they're kind of lagging behind.
It's gotten a little stale.
Well, yeah, it's gotten a little stale. And yeah. So
that's what they need.
Signing probably arguably the hottest athlete in sports today, period.
Yeah.
And securing her business and doing it early on, such a smart thing.
Can you imagine what those conversations in Nike were like? You know, we saw the movie Air with,
I was
you know,
just going to say, yes, yeah. With Jordan.
Can you, all of them, can you imagine the teams, the executive teams at all the shoe companies?
They were trying to woo her.
Oh my, I'm surprised they didn't bring like just a zoo to her house. You know what I mean? Hey, you want a lion? What do you want? You want a, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, Under Armour, I know, was really trying to vie for her endorsement. Steph Curry, I know, was also on the front lines trying to get her to sign with them as well. They offered her $16 million for a four-year deal, including a signature shoe as well.
Do you want a panther? We can bring a panther.
Maybe a panther.
Yeah. Would you like one of Pablo Escobar's hippos?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They're probably still around.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, we'll bring it right over. You know. Hey, I'm sure she was. I'm sure it lit. You could almost go to the bank with the fact that I'm sure that talented lady received some very large packages to her house. I'm sure there were some
family members and anyone that saw
in her orbit.
In her orbit, they're getting shoes and or at least some shoelaces, maybe
something. I'm sure there were a lot of FedEx deliveries to Caitlin's neighborhood. I'm sure she received, you know, how Oprah's now famous for sending those bouquets the size of Rhode Island.
Yes.
I'm sure Caitlin has received similar gifts from every shoe company and clothing company. And deservedly so.
Well, just like for the draft.
Yeah.
The designers. I mean, Prada won out. But imagine. Yeah, imagine the designs that were kind of coming her way, you know?
Yeah.
That's a
good
big
for
deal.
Her.
Oh, yeah.
Forget her base. I mean, look, the base pay needs to go up. That's a whole separate conversation.
Yes.
She is. And you know what? I have faith that that will come. Mm-hmm. And she is. I do. I have faith that this was a wake up call for executives.
Not just her in this class. There are so many other amazing players who are just elevating the WNBA and women's basketball in general. So, yeah, it's happening.
Because you can take this to the bank, too. I bet the ratings for these games are going to go up.
Oh, and tickets are sold out. Even the games here, they're gone.
They are gone?
Oh, yeah. I tried to get some. They were gone day after the draft. Gone.
Poor Lex.
Gosh, I know. I've been a Lynx fan forever and ever.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget, tomorrow we will do a show. That's
coming
up tomorrow. That's tomorrow. But right now, if you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve up next, and we'll have a show tomorrow. Right. Bye for now.